We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, generous viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualin County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Russia donates wheat to Cuba. In good governance news, a Formosan Taiwanese county promotes vegetarianism. In animal news, researchers discover ants considered many factors before starting a colony. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 2nd, is Italy's National Day, also known as Republic Day, commemorating its becoming a democratic state in 1946. Home to some of history's great creative talents, the southern European peninsula in the Mediterranean Sea was where the European Renaissance began. Legendary artists Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci were born in Italy, as well as the acclaimed composer Antonio Vivaldi and poet Francesca Petrarca. Numerous inventions were developed by Italians, including eyeglasses, the barometer, the parachute, and the wireless telegraph. We wish the warm-hearted citizens of Italy a festive Republic Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Guatemala. In mid-May, torrential rain struck Guatemala, damaging hundreds of homes and leaving almost 4,000 people homeless. Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $10,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could purchase approximately $90,000 in basic supplies in the United States, based on Guatemala's cost of living.
Upon arriving in Chizek, one of the worst-hit municipalities in the Department of Alta Verapaz, our association's relief team from Costa Rica and Florida, USA, spoke with Municipal Planning Office Mayor Ricardo Tut and the mayor of Chizek Municipality, Artemio Lima. They agreed to accept a $6,000 purchase of 600 sheets of metallic roof to repair the homes of the 50 families most in need.
Our association's relief team then traveled to another major hit area, Poptun of El Petén Department, where they used the rest of Supreme Master Qinghai's donation to obtain more than 400 rations of food supplies. With the help of local mayor Angel Kilcan Ocoa, the National Coordinator for the Reduction of Disasters, and other officials, our relief team was able to deliver these basic items to the victims most in need, as well as treats for the children.
Our appreciation, Mayors Tat, Lima, and Ochoa, and all other national and local agencies, for your kind assistance to those in need. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support, and to our association's relief team for their delivery of aid to the Guatemalan people. We pray for the smooth recovery of the storm victims to their fulfilling daily lives, as well as the easing of disasters such as these through our greater efforts to lead earth-saving lifestyles.
Yo le doy muchas gracias al Señor del Cielo y a ustedes.
Landslide collapses homes in Indonesia. Following heavy rainfall on Friday, a landslide struck the eastern village of Rarukan in the Tanah Toraja district on Saturday. Four homes were buried and roads were blocked, and a family of six perished in the disaster. We send our sympathies to the loved ones of the family and pray that the villagers may soon return to their normal day-to-day lives. May such tragedies be alleviated, as our kinder care toward one another and the environment helps ensure the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Cholera cases approach 100,000 in Zimbabwe. The illness that began to spread last year is still striking people across the country, with humanitarian groups
saying that the number of cases are soon expected to reach 100,000. The epidemic, viewed as the worst Zimbabwe has seen in many years, has led to the death of some 4,300 people. The situation has been worsened by the collapse of the country's healthcare system due to financial problems, along with its aging water infrastructure that makes access to clean water extremely limited. Donors have recently begun coming to the aid of the Zimbabwean people, with countries such as Norway donating millions, and organizations like African Development Bank, or AFDB, and other NGOs making similar financial contributions to secure greater access to pure water supplies. On June 1st, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our association's relief team to please go and check for any urgent need and to comfort people, conveying his sorrow and prayers. She pledged $4,000 in assistance, an amount that could purchase approximately $940,000 in materials if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Zimbabwe. African Development Bank, Norway, and all other countries and organizations are grateful thanks, and heaven bless your contributions to alleviate the suffering in Zimbabwe. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's extended love and care. We join in deep sorrow for the thousands lost to this illness as we pray for its remission and recovery of the nation. May God bless all the warm-hearted Zimbabwean people with soon restored health, vitality, and happiness.
Countries hope to avoid fatal swine flu resurgence.
The Bahamas, Jamaica, and Bulgaria have recently confirmed their first cases of people who have fallen ill from the swine flu, with a total of more than 17,400 cases and 115 fatalities now in 62 countries. The swine flu is causing health officials worldwide to urgently plan countermeasures.
Wishing to avoid a repeat of the highly lethal 1918 influenza, France is evaluating plans to spend $1.4 billion on vaccines to immunize the entire country.
Although the 1918 influenza was attributed to a pig source for many years, Kansas State University, USA, veterinary virologist Dr. Jürgen Richt explains it is likely that humans actually caught the virus from birds and passed it on to pigs, who are natural repositories for both human and bird DNA.
The new swine flu strain spreading globally is also believed to have originated in a factory farm, where the close confinement causes not only the animals to have to endure illnesses together, but humans as well, especially in the rural communities located near livestock farms. Helen Redout, a cherry farmer and president of the Community Association for Restoration of the Environment, or CARE, which helps U.S. communities remain free of confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, reported in a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television about one victim living next to a dairy farm in Yakima Valley, California, USA.
They're very poor people, and they were surrounded on three sides by these very nasty CAFO operations. Early one morning, she just stepped outside to look at the yard and everything. She said as she stepped outside onto the porch, the smell of ammonia was so bad that she went, ah, like that. You know how when something shocks you, you know how you have a tendency to do that? And she says it burned her vocal cords because now, at best, she talks in a whisper.
One breath changed her vocals.
She said it was so strong. I mean, we smell ammonia here quite a bit. I've been going down the road to the point that I would have a gag reflex just from driving by one of these operations. But she was right in the midst of it, and evidently this was when they were really spraying a lot, and she just gasped.
Many thanks, Ms. Redout and Community Association for Restoration of the Environment, for your work to protect the health of vulnerable community members. We pray for all communities afflicted by the presence of animal farms, as well as for people worldwide who have suffered loss or illness from the current swine flu. May heaven keep everyone safe as we quickly transition to the freedom and health of the wholesome vegan lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Teen in Sweden deciphers complex math puzzle. 16-year-old Iraqi-born Mohammed Al-Tumaimi has solved the complicated math problem called the Bernoulli numbers, a code that has stumped experts for over 300 years. After completing the calculations in just 4 months, young Mohammed presented his solution to professors at the prestigious Uppsala University in Sweden for their verification. The university has now offered him admission based on this outstanding achievement. Although he is not the first to have found a formula explaining the calculations of the Bernoulli numbers, he is the youngest person ever to have accomplished this feat. Our warm accolades for your well-deserved recognition, Mohammed Al-Tumaimi. May your future continue to be graced with many new heights of inspired discovery.
Australia waives millions in Indonesian debt. Using an innovative approach to assist neighboring Indonesia in improving public health, Australia has offered to forgive nearly $60 million in debt. In exchange, Indonesia has agreed to spend half the loan amount on eliminating tuberculosis in the country. The program, called Debt to Health, was initiated by the United Nations-backed medical organization Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Australia is the second country after Germany to join this innovative program, which is seen as boosting the recipient's country's health as well as economy. Bravo, and Providence bless Australia for your meaningful assistance to brethren in Indonesia. May the people of both your countries prosper in vitality and well-being.
Save our planet. Rising sea levels threaten many African coastal areas. Some of the most vulnerable locations include Bathurst in the Gambia, Bugama and Okrika in Nigeria, Freetown in Sierra Leone, and Tanga in Tanzania. Coastal croplands will also be affected, with highest income losses expected in Nigeria, followed by Mozambique, Ghana, and Togo.
Meanwhile, at least 2.5 million people are in danger of increasing typhoons brought by changing weather due to global warming. Mozambique National Institute for Disaster Management Director Pedro Tomo has stated that if nothing is done, coastal towns in his country will be lost within 50 years.
We are thankful, Director Tomo, Mozambique National Institute for Disaster Management, and all concerned scientists for the information about this alarming trend. With such catastrophes and suffering predicted, let us act now in choosing responsible stewardship to help assure a safe and prosperous future on Earth.
In a video conference with dignitaries and the media in California, USA in December 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke once again of the planet's perilous state and the solution available to all of humanity.
So many islands have sunk underwater already. Many coastal city land has been eroded. 2,000 more islands are sinking. And 18 islands, what we have known, you know, maybe more, but we don't know. 18 islands, including small nations island, already gone, disappear underwater. Sometimes 6 meters underwater already. And another 40 are at risk of sinking. Or uninhabitable, or begin to be uninhabitable because they cannot cultivate anymore because the land become inundated with salty water already. I want to plead with all the planet people, please stop killing animals. Please have compassion. Please turn to vegetarian diet. please be vegan. That is to save yourselves and your children. So organic vegan diet is the answer.
Save our planet. New Super Falcon submersible flies through the ocean. Following 20 years of prototyping, British inventor Graham Hawkes has built the high-tech winged submersible as the newest and most advanced addition to his Deep Flight series. Equipped with two cockpits, the Super Falcon can descend to depths of over 450 meters at 60 meters per minute, ascend twice as fast, and travels underwater at 6 knots or 7 miles per hour. Safety features include an auto return that brings the vehicle back to the surface in case of any trouble and 24 hours of underwater life support. The Falcon will be made available first to policymakers, educators, and artists working for marine conservation. Congratulations, Mr. Graham Hawkes, on your superb innovation. May such creative and intelligent developments assist in our enjoyment and protection of the precious aquatic environment.
Save our planet. Blue whales return to previous migration route. U.S. and Canadian researchers have discovered that the endangered blue whale has begun to migrate from Southern California, USA's coast to the North Pacific Ocean. This is the first documented migration of the blue whale to this area since 1965, when they stopped using this route to avoid whale hunters. Scientists are still uncertain as to why the whales are returning. One theory says that climate change is shifting their feeding grounds northward. There are only a maximum of 12,000 blue whales left in the world today. We pray for the protection of the blue whales and that these beautiful marine mammals continue to grace our planet with their majestic presence for generations to come.
Save our planet. Brazil's Fundação SOS Mata Atlântica and National Institute for Space Research release a report stating that over 100,000 hectares of Atlantic forest have been lost in 3 years, with only 11% of the Mata Atlântica ecosystem surviving.
Save our planet. Europe-based Virgin Galactic, the space travel division of Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Group, announces plans to power test flights of its Spaceship Two spacecraft with biofuel made from sustainable algae.
Save our planet. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, lauds a future of revolutionized energy as he joins the dedication of the National Ignition Facility, the world's largest laser system.
Supreme Master Ting Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life, and we are both vegan.
We are here to share a tip on eco-friendly fencing.
Did you know bamboo can be used to create privacy in your yard?
It grows quickly and becomes lush in a short amount of time.
There are various ways you can ensure that bamboo grows in just the area you want.
A gardening specialist or home improvement internet sites can give you more information.
Bamboo is also great for the environment as it creates oxygen and helps reduce carbon dioxide.
Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
World News, Russia donates 23,000 tons of wheat to Cuba. Russian ambassador to Cuba, Mikhail Kamyanin, has pledged a total of 150,000 tons of grain to help those affected by a hurricane in 2008. He said, "We expect the vessels to arrive in the coming months, in a gesture of solidarity and friendship which is characteristic of the ties between both countries. Our sincere thanks, Russia, and Your Excellency, Ambassador Mikhail Kamyanin, for your care and generosity to the people of Cuba. May your contribution help improve the lives of many."
In good governance news, Formosa or Taiwanese County promotes vegetarianism to stop climate change. The Yulin County government invited approximately 200 school principals to a low-carbon earth, let's cool the planet seminar. At this gathering, information was shared about the benefits of a vegetarian diet in regards to both our health and the ecosphere.
我觉得参加今天的活动让我收获非常的多，因为节能减碳，抗拒那个地球的那个暖化，是我每一个人的责任啊。参加这个研讨会之后，我们回到学校，除了希望老师能够多来配合之外，也希望能够在这个午餐方面，鼓励老师还有跟家长沟通，能够提供一天到两天，就是避免这个出肉方面的，多提供一些蔬果。我在学校里面，我们的学生午餐，我们
Dr. Zhu Jiafu of the Institute of Physics at the Academia Sinica in Formosa spoke at the gathering about the solutions to global warming.
所以其实最快的、最有效的方法呢，就是呢，政府其实应该尽量的鼓励大家少吃肉，这个多骑脚踏车，多使用这个再生能源，包括太阳能电板，也鼓励政府呢，在立法上也许多 鼓励这个有机的这个农产业。
Deputy Magistrate Mr. Li Ying Yuan led everyone hand in hand to pray for our earth.
Deep badge, go green, save the planet.
Our deep gratitude, Yulin County, Formosa, for your praiseworthy efforts in offering important information to guide your citizens to the earth-saving diet. May more government leaders, schools, and individuals take vegan steps to safeguard our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, ants use scouts to find suitable locations for new colonies. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more distinguished news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for an elevated world. In animal news, British study shows that ants send special advanced searchers to find new homes. Researchers from Bristol University conducted a study in which ants were given the choice of a suitable nest further away or a less desirable one closer by. When the ant scouts found a nest that was not ideal, they would keep on looking until they located something better. It seems factors that were considered included size, condition, how close the nest is to other colonies, ceiling height, and how many entrances it has. Our appreciation, Bristol University researchers, for highlighting the cleverness of our industrious ant co-inhabitants. We pray that a sustainable planet Earth will continue to provide a thriving abroad for all God's creation, large and small.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, "Doing My Job."
Hai người lính khiêng một nồi súp lớn đi ngang qua một sĩ quan. Vị sĩ quan chặn lại hỏi, để tôi kiểm tra cái đã. Rồi hai người kia nói là, thưa đại úy, không nên đụng vào đây. Tôi có nhiệm vụ phải kiểm tra tất cả những gì. Nói rằng viên sĩ quan lấy muỗng ra múc, nếm thử, nhưng vội nhổ ra ngay. Cái thứ này mà anh gọi là súp hả? Thưa đại úy, đây là súp thừa ngày hôm qua. Chúng tôi phải mang đi đổ.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
May we celebrate a true golden age together? Say yes, and heaven's celestial spring of eternal love will shine. In God's love, Jade Hart from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Genuine Jade Hart, yes, yes, yes. Like you, it's a dream of all world citizens to rejoice in the golden age of compassion and wisdom on a vegan Earth planet. Yes, together we can do it. God bless you and the residents of your incredibly beautiful province with heaven's light and our appreciation.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@supremastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.supremastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with love from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A preferential trade agreement between India and the Mercosur countries of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay comes into effect, opening potential for new collaborations among these nations.
Russia's foreign ministry announces a $1 million donation to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to assist internally displaced persons in Pakistan.
Synchronized dance group Diversity takes first place in Britain's Got Talent 2009, with singer Susan Boyle winning a close second.
Kuwait's first four elected female members of parliament are officially inaugurated at the opening session. Burundi continues to progress in integrating independent political groups into her governmental institutions, supporting the ongoing emergence of peace and harmony.
Au Lac, or Vietnam, Prime Minister Nguyen Thuan Yung joins Korean President Lee Myung-bak in encouraging North Korea to resolve differences by resuming diplomatic talks.
After learning about the cruel and inhumane practices forced upon ducks and geese to create foie gras, U.S. discount chain Costco announces it will no longer sell the product.
Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou visits Belize, where he hails ongoing cooperation and friendship in the areas of agriculture, computers, and telecommunications.
Australia welcomes HIV/AIDS-affected children to her embassy in Au Lac or Vietnam, and donates money to assist in assuring the children's inclusion in society.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.